when retired VA physician Sam Foote went to the media with accusations of secret wait lists in Phoenix, he admits he never thought the scandal would get this big.
I was thinking that most likely the outcome of this would be the removal of the local Phoenix folks. I did not think it would take out people in Washington.
But he says overall, Shinseki's resignation is a good thing.
If he had stayed on, it just would have slowed the process down, and it probably would have shifted the focus more away from trying to solve the problem to why is he still there.
But Foote says he has mixed feelings. He puts much of the blame on other administrators, like Robert Petzl, the VA Undersecretary for Health, who has since resigned. To Foote, it seemed like Shinseki was unaware of much of the mismanagement within the VA.
I guess because it happened on his watch, he's going to be staying with this.
For Phoenix veteran Barry Worley, that's the key. Worley shared his thoughts with me over a plate of French fries at the American Legion Post 1 bar.
Well, I think he should have been fired. He's a war veteran. We're all veterans, and he just didn't do his job. This shouldn't have happened.
Worley's friend Frank Herbert agrees. He says scheduling delays had been around long before Shinseki.
That problem should have been handled a long time ago, probably before he was even in office. This has been an ongoing problem since before Bush was in office. It's getting admitted.
However, both men say that while they were pleased to hear about the resignation, their own experience at the Phoenix Medical Center have been mostly positive.
My cancer's in remission. It's been since last May 15th. And I've had great doctors, and I even have their home numbers and their cell phone numbers. I've had great experience with them.
Not everyone shares that experience, though. American Legion Post 41 Commander Richard Lucero says he and several of his members have seen months-long wait times in the past to see their primary care physicians.
You know, that's where it starts at the top, unfortunately, for the leaders. You know, they can unable to lead or find out what's going on in their command, they need to be replaced.
That move was something many Arizona lawmakers and veteran advocacy groups had been calling for since news of the scandal broke. Dan Caldwell is with Concerned Veterans for America. He says the high-level removal is a step in the right direction.
I want to be clear that him resigning does not fix everything at the VA. And in fact, a lot more people need to be fired or resign at the VA.
As a local vet himself, Caldwell says the move was needed to restore veteran confidence in the system.
I personally did not have a lot of confidence in the VA. Felt they were inefficient, ineffective, and that they weren't providing benefits and health care in a timely and efficient manner.
Taking Shinseki's place on an interim basis will be VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson. Caldwell says Concerned Veterans for America would like to see someone from the private sector or retired military take the position permanently. Officials with the Phoenix VA Medical Center did not immediately return a request for comment. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.